Proverbs is known as the Book of Wisdom, but wisdom is found all throughout the Bible. Tony Broom Ministries now presents the following Bible teaching session entitled, Wisdom from God.
Father, thank you for the opportunity to love Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, that you've given us a word that we can get for every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that wisdom and knowledge and understanding is given to us, and it comes from you, and we praise you for it. I pray, Lord, today that you would guide us in your love, keep us in the way that we should go. Thank you, Lord, for your people, and thank you for loving us, giving yourself that we could be here in church today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wisdom from God, and that's where wisdom comes from. Wisdom is a God-given ability to exercise sensible reasoning or sound judgment. Now, that's the definition the Lord gave me. If it goes well, I say the Lord gave it to me. If it doesn't go so well, I say this from Tony. So anyway, wisdom is a God-given ability to exercise sensible reasoning or sound judgment. Wisdom tells you what to do about something. Knowledge tells you how to do something, and understanding tells you when to do something. Wisdom says, I need to play the piano. Knowledge says, I know how to play the piano. Understanding says, I never play the piano at 2 o'clock in the morning while everybody else in the house is trying to get some sleep. So there's a difference. I like that little illustration. Wisdom tells you what to do. Knowledge tells you how to do it. Understanding tells you when to do it. So even though I can play the piano, I know better than to try to play it at 2 o'clock in the morning while everybody else is trying to sleep. So there's a difference between wisdom and knowledge and understanding. James says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God and he will give it to you freely. He will not make fun of you by asking him about it. If you ask somebody for something and they say, well, you are a dirty rat. I don't see how in the world you can ask me about that. God never makes fun of us when we ask him for wisdom. Reverence for God is the beginning of true wisdom. The fear of God is so missing in our nation today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. God is the only source for true wisdom. In Job 28:12, where is wisdom found? Where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof. It is not found in the land of the living. So it's not something that you get from the world. It's not something you can dig out of the earth like silver or gold or metal. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. The last part of verse 18 says that the price of wisdom is above rubies. Wisdom is far more valuable than gold or silver or diamonds or rubies. God knows the way thereof. He knows the place of wisdom. He knows where it is. He knows where to find it. He knows how to get it because it comes from him. Unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. Job is the oldest book in the Bible, and it fascinated me to know that way back in the book of Job, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. It's a smart thing to get away from evil. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, hide my commandments with thee. That's Proverbs 2:1. And verse 5 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find wisdom, find the knowledge of God. You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Wisdom comes from God. That's where it comes from. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Wisdom will show you how to live your life every day. One of the very familiar passages of Scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Wisdom will show you how to live. We put God first in the kingdom of God, the New Testament. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So if we put God first and we seek him first, then he will bless us in all our ways. He will guide us in the way that we should go. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. We don't like it when the Lord has to give us a whipping, but we need to do not despise the chastening and correction of the Lord. The Lord loves you enough to correct you and to whip you, and that's wisdom to guide you in the way that you should live. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So if you get wisdom, if you get understanding, you want to be happy, get wisdom. You want to be happy, experience understanding. It will make you a happy person. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto it, not to be compared to her. Wisdom is more valuable than anything you can desire. Now, some of us can desire some pretty big things. Some of us have a big imagination of what we'd like, but wisdom is more valuable than all of it. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Psalm 1:1 talks about, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's the one who has wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Do not be like the sinner. Do not stand in their way. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful. A minister who is well known for praying for the sick, he moved his Bible conference to a virtual meeting. And the scoffers made fun of him because he had to do that, and because several members of his staff contracted the virus. And because they were not healed, the scoffers made fun because Brother John Doe was not able to heal his members. Well, I want you to know that we should not be a scoffer. We should not sit in the seat of the scornful. Just because somebody gets sick, just because somebody doesn't get healed, we would say, nah, 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 boo, boo. That's not the way that God wants us to be. God wants us to take the way of wisdom. We should pray for the sick and leave the results to God. God still is true. His word is true no matter what. The goal to true wisdom, Ecclesiastes 7:11 says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. So wisdom shows you how to conduct your life, how to conduct your business. Wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. If you have wisdom, you have life. It points the way to life. Chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Everybody likes that when you get to that part of the sermon, the teaching. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. This is the goal of wisdom. What do you want to accomplish in your life? What do you want to do? Whatever it is, put God first, and he will show you how to live. Wisdom will guide you in the way you should go. Wisdom will lead you in the way of truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. He will help us, and he will lead us. Wisdom is a gift of God. Wisdom comes from the mouth of God. Out of his mouth proceeds wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Dr. Bob Jones said, if you want knowledge, go to school. If you want wisdom, go to the Lord, and he'll show you how to live. He'll guide us in the way that we should go. So many times, I know you can bear me witness of this, so many times we've gone our own way, we've made a mess out of our life, and it's because we have not used wisdom. We've made mistakes in life, we've sinned and come short of God's glory, so many ways, and we've failed. even as believers, because we don't do what the right thing is. Now, sometimes you do what you feel is right, the best that you know how, and it doesn't work out. In those cases, God is there. He will support you. He will help you. When something doesn't work out right, He will still take care of it. He'll still take care of you. But when we don't use our marbles, when we don't use the wisdom that God gives us, we're left to our own demise, and we've suffered so many things because we've insisted on going our own way and not going in the way of the Lord. God's wisdom is what we need. We need wisdom. When you raise kids and take care of grandkids, you need wisdom. But I'm sure you'll agree with me, we need wisdom in the time that we live more than any other time. Amen. There's so much danger, there's so much oppression, there's so much hate, and we need the wisdom and kindness of God. The Bible said that Jesus, He grew and He increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And that's the way you and I have to do. It's not hard. All you got to do is put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Amen. And He'll guide you and lead you on. Father in heaven, thank You for the opportunity to present this word to Your people. And I pray that we would all increase in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching session entitled The Wisdom from God. The wisest thing you'll ever do is receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and make Him your Lord. I hope you'll do that today if you haven't done so already. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.